What if your most important decisions aren't the ones you think about, but the ones you don't? After joining an intelligence agency just before 9/11 and being thrust into responsibilities he wasn't prepared for, Shane Parrish embarked on a decade-long journey to understand how we can think more clearly. His discoveries have made his Farnham Street blog a must-read resource for CEOs, professional athletes, and world leaders. The central insight? Success isn't about making better big decisions. It's about creating space to reason rather than react in everyday moments. Between every stimulus and response lies a space where we can either pause to apply reason or surrender to default behaviors that often make situations worse. This space, this moment of choice, is where our lives are truly shaped. Our unconscious mind controls us in ways we rarely recognize through four biological defaults. The emotion default causes us to respond based on feelings rather than facts, like Olympic shooter Matthew Emmons losing gold by shooting at the wrong target due to anxiety. The ego default drives us to protect our self-image at all costs, even when self-destructive. The social default pushes us to conform simply because others do, outsourcing our thinking to the group. As Warren Buffett noted, failing conventionally feels safer than succeeding unconventionally. Finally, the inertia default keeps us doing what we've always done, even when change would benefit us. Counteracting these defaults requires building four essential strengths. Self-accountability means taking responsibility for your abilities, inabilities, and actions, even without external oversight. When we fail, we protect our egos by blaming circumstances rather than taking responsibility. Self-knowledge means understanding your strengths and weaknesses, what you can do and what you can't. A key indicator is how often you say, "I don't know." Self-control is mastering your fears, desires, and emotions. While we can't eliminate emotional responses, we can manage how we respond to them. Self-confidence means trusting your abilities and your value to others, enabling independent thinking against social pressure. More dreams die from lack of confidence than competence. Confident people aren't afraid of reality because they know they can handle it. The first step to building any strength is raising your personal standards, which begins with examining the people and practices in your daily environment. We unconsciously become what we're near. Work for a jerk, you'll become one. Have selfish colleagues, you'll grow selfish. The most successful people maintain the highest standards for themselves and others. Champions don't create standards of excellence. Standards of excellence create champions. When Bill Belichick sent star cornerback Darrelle Revis home for arriving late to practice, he demonstrated that no one was exempt from team standards. Most of the time, we accept substandard work because we simply don't care enough about it. When we accept mediocrity from ourselves or others, it reveals our lack of commitment to excellence. Masters don't merely check boxes, they're fanatically dedicated to their craft. A master communicator would never accept a rambling email, just as a master programmer wouldn't tolerate ugly code. Building strength requires choosing the right exemplars who raise your standards and practicing their behaviors until they become your own. Your exemplars reveal your future. Assemble a personal board of directors with exemplars chosen for their values, character, and skills you want to cultivate. They don't need to be perfect, everyone has flaws, but each should excel at something you want to develop. As you study your exemplars, you build a mental database of situations and responses that create space for reason in your life. Instead of merely reacting or copying those around you, you can draw on what outliers do in similar situations. It's not enough to pick exemplars, you must follow their example repeatedly until you internalize their standards. As Aristotle taught, we become just by doing just actions, temperate by doing temperate actions, brave by doing brave actions. One strategy is to ask, what would my exemplars do in difficult situations? Another is to practice in sandboxes, low-stakes environments where mistakes have minimal consequences. Managing weakness means controlling what you can't change about yourself. While you can rewrite some of your mental algorithms to build strength, some harmful tendencies resist change. Our biggest blind spot is often our own weaknesses, which we fail to see because they're ingrained in our habitual thinking. 5 effective safeguarding strategies include prevention. Avoid decision-making when hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. Automatic rules. Create rules that bypass the need for constant decision-making. Creating friction. Increase the effort required to do things contrary to your goals. Putting in guardrails. Formulate operating procedures that prevent defaults from overriding good judgment. And shifting your perspective. Overcome blind spots by seeing situations from different viewpoints. Decisions differ from choices. A decision involves conscious thought, a judgment that a certain option is best. The decision-making process weighs options through 4 stages: defining the problem, exploring possible solutions, evaluating options, and executing the best option. People often solve the wrong problem because the social default pushes teams to accept the first plausible description and immediately jump to solutions. Once you've defined the problem clearly, explore possible solutions by imagining different futures. The bad outcome principle states, don't just imagine the ideal outcome. Imagine what could go wrong and how you'll overcome it. When evaluating options, consider their full opportunity costs through 3 critical lenses. 1, compared with what? 2, and then what? 3, at the expense of what? While effective decision-making helps you get what you want, we must also address what's worth wanting in the first place. Good decision-making combines knowing how to get what you want, effective decisions, and knowing what's worth wanting, good decisions. The quality of what you pursue determines the quality of your life. We chase money, status, and power, thinking they'll make us happy, but they don't. Instead, we get caught on the hedonic treadmill, always wanting more, never satisfied with what we have. Through a thought experiment of imagining yourself at 80 years old, nearing life's end, you gain perspective on what truly matters. As Steve Jobs said, "Remembering that I'll be dead soon is the most important tool I've ever encountered to help me make the big choices in life." The wise view life holistically, balancing work, health, family, friends, faith, and community, rather than fixating on one area. They harmonize life's various elements in proper proportion, creating meaning and beauty. Clear thinking isn't just about making better decisions. It's about becoming the kind of person who naturally makes better decisions. By mastering this art, you don't just solve problems, you prevent them from arising in the first place.